Stephanie Roach, hello, how are you?
Hello, Mirren, thank you, I'm good.
Come here to me now. You have been out with a fairly serious injury since like last September. Like it was your tibia and your knee. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. It's been a bit of a crazy year, all right, with injury. I've never had really a bad injury before, so it's kind of like something that I had to deal with in whatever way I could, but I'm back playing now, so I'm happy.
You're back playing now. So for that year, like say mentally, were you kind of going a bit nuts, or were you like, I just have to work on my on getting better and my improvement and I will come back better than ever?
Yeah, I think initially it was kind of like, yeah, what you're saying, get ready, get yourself back playing and be ready for it. And then I kind of had a few setbacks along the way, and that's kind of where it starts messing with your head a little bit, because you're like, oh my God, is this ever going to be right? But as I said, thankfully I've got back to a stage now where I'm playing and I'm ready to go again. So I'm much better.
Could some of the setbacks have been because it was a knee injury that you hate people touching your knees, Stephanie Roach?
Where did you get that information? Yeah, I know. It's a bit of a weird one, isn't it? My boyfriend always says it's an irrational fear, but yeah, I hate people touching my knee. It's just something that I don't like. And yeah, I had a bit of fun with some physios along the last year, but it's all good now. I've got a little bit more comfortable with people touching my knee, which is good. So,
like that first time, you're like, no, seriously, just don't touch
like
my knee.
It's more like my leg is flat down. I just feel like it's really vulnerable. So I'm like, no, don't touch it. Don't touch it. And obviously, throughout this year, I've had people fiddling with my knee quite a lot. So it's been an interesting time. All right,
that would be like someone putting a duck in my face every single day and me freaking out. It's like I can't handle this. This is disgusting. But you got over it.
Yeah, definitely. It's all good now. Better. So as I said, I'm back playing now. So happy.
Now you are back playing because you were with Sunderland.
Yeah.
Obviously the Republic of Ireland as well, but you were with Sunderland. Have you made a move?
Yeah, I've just recently actually made a move to Italy. So I'm going to be playing in Serie A this year.
Come on! That's amazing!
Yeah, so it's obviously an exciting time for me. With me being injured for so long, and I've been away foreign before, so it was kind of a decision that I took my time on and made sure that it was definitely the right one for me. And the club don't want me to say who I'm playing for yet, but they're going to announce it as soon as everything clears. So, well, it's going to be in Italy. So
we can say
I'm
Italy
really
and Serie A.
Yeah, exactly.
But we can't say
the club.
I don't know what the club is
it's
either.
It's a nice part of Italy, let's just say that. So I'm excited. I can't wait to get going.
And what's that like as an international footballer, especially when you have, you know, an injury and, you know, you've been around for a few years? Are you kind of like, oh God, you're waiting for another club to come for you or for Sunderland to extend your contract? Like, yeah, it has to be playing on your mind all the time.
Yeah, well, my issue was that my contract finished while I was still injured. I mean, my contract finished last June. And I've obviously been without a contract throughout that time. And a lot of the clubs in England obviously start in August, and they would have kind of got their teams together in June and July. So my panic was that there's no team in England going to be able to have a spot for me when I'm actually ready to play, because I wasn't ready to play probably till September, and I'm still kind of getting myself to full fitness now. So it was kind of like a bit of a panic, and am I going to miss the boat type of thing and not be able to play for a team? And luckily enough, a few clubs in Spain and Italy came through, and I had the opportunity to go and trial with them, and it worked out. So I'm happy enough to say that I have myself settled again, and I just want to get going.
And what's that like? Because obviously we know you played with Piedmont United for a long time, and then, you know, you went to America, you've gone to England, you have moved around. What's it like being a footballer of your calibre, knowing that you can get the march to move at any time? You have to be comfortable with that, I'd assume.
Yeah, I think obviously I had the bad experience in America, which was kind of something that I didn't really prepare for at all, because I think it was going quite well at the time, and I won't get into it all, but I've obviously made sure that everywhere I've gone since then that that's not going to happen again, like, and that they can't just cut your contract whenever they feel like it, you know, like on the way. And obviously it gives you that bit of more stability. But as I said, I was in France before, and it was a bit of a more not very professional club, if I'm honest. Like, it wasn't run very well. So for me going to Italy, that was the first thing I done, was made sure that the things that went wrong in France aren't going to happen again, type of thing. So it's been lucky for me that I've had the experience of good and bad things that have happened throughout my career, that I'm able to kind of to look out for that now in Italy. So
you probably have to be more business savvy with France and America, just to be like, you have to protect yourself.
Yeah, well, that's it. I think as a footballer, you don't ever look into those things. You think, oh yeah, go play football and I'll be happy. But it's away from football that you have to look into. And that's something that, as I said, I've learned from bad experiences to kind of look out for. So I'm quite happy that everything that I'm going to do over here now is going to be well. It's going to be well organised.
How's your Italian?
Not very good. I am getting lessons though, so hopefully I'll be fluent in a few months.
I mean, fine. Che cazzo cucinate? I don't know what that means. I just know that, you know,
Fafa
Napoli. It sounds good. It sounds good. Now, you've obviously created so many good friends of your years, you know, playing international football with Ireland. But in 2017, you had to make, was it a very hard decision for the women of the Irish international football team to kind of go, do you know what, our conditions aren't good enough and we're going to go for strike action?
Yeah, I think every one of us, when we actually initially came together and said, look, we have to do something, we never actually thought striking was going to be an option or we'd even have to threaten the way we did. And I think you could see it on all of our faces. We always actually joke about it now that we all just looked so stressed out and worried because we never wanted it to come to that stage. And then unfortunately it did. But
because there wasn't, you know, proper training gear, you were swapping tracksuits, there wasn't proper places for you to change accommodation when you're like, there was a lot of things that were going wrong with the international game in Ireland for women.
Yeah, I think the main things for us was just having the right training, the training kind of programs for the players, because we can see every time we play international teams that they're all stepping up a level every time we play them, and we just want to keep up with them and be able to compete. And that's something that we obviously wanted more than anything. And it's only kind of, the other stuff is only kind of material things that we didn't really care about, if we're honest. Like, we didn't mind actually changing in toilets. Obviously it's not great, but I mean, that wasn't something that we actually wanted to complain about. It was more making sure that every player that's playing in Ireland has the same opportunities as the girls that are abroad, because there's no point in us all coming back in and some of the girls who are home base not being up to the level that the girls, say, playing at Arsenal are, and you're not a kind of way. And that's kind of what we were trying to achieve in terms of the whole squad being able to be as fit and strong as possible going into every game, and just being prepared the best way possible. And that's kind of what we kind of fought for in the end.
And when you went into those talks, because what happened was the public were behind you when people found out, oh God, like, this is what you're dealing with. You know, my son's under 14 team has some of the better equipment than you had. Was it a gamble? Did you think the public would get behind you in the way that they did, Stephanie?
It's definitely, when we first all talked about it, we were kind of like, Jesus, what happens if people say,
get on with
this? Complaining about, get on with it. Exactly, yeah. And like, as I said, we're not divas. Any of us who you've ever spoken to will tell you that, like, we're all kind of normal girls and we all love playing for our country. So it was never an issue that we were just kind of trying to get money or, you know, trying to push for stuff that we didn't actually need. It was all kind of to try and benefit us as a team and as a country, because we want to try and, I've said this so many times in interviews, we want to qualify for a major tournament, and that's something we've never done. So if we're going to do that, we have to be able to compete with the best countries in the world, and that's kind of what we fought for. And thankfully, to be fair, I don't want to kind of make this a negative interview. I think the FAI have really come on board with us and they have pushed it, and I do think the appointment of Colin Bell has helped to push the professionalism within the squad, and that's kind of definitely going to help us in the near future, I hope.
Sure, it's okay. The lads are taking the heat off you at the moment with, you know, Roy Keane and Harry Arter and everything that's going on there. You're like, drama over there. We're all getting on fine.
We'll just
over
get on
here.
Our own stuff here. Yeah, exactly.
Having dealt with that, you're now involved with it kind of makes sense. You're involved with Heinz now, and what you're doing is kind of like getting sports equipment for people and stuff. What are you up to?
Yeah, it's a great campaign by Heinz. It's Heinz Sports Clubs. So basically they're trying to help schools and sports clubs with getting gear for their kids that are playing and stuff like that. So you can get actually more information on heinz.ie/teams. And basically it's going to be, you have to collect stuff from promotional Heinz cans, and you get to get gear for your kids, clubs and schools. It's a great program, I think. And it's something that I think will benefit a lot of clubs and schools within Ireland. It's all over the country as well. Yeah.
Exactly. It's for everyone. And of course, there are clubs that have an awful lot, and then there are clubs that don't.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it helps. It's not just football as well. There's a few of us involved, a few sports stars from around the country. Yeah, there's myself, Raina Buckley, Aidan O'Shea and Keith Earls as well. So there's rugby, hurling and Gaelic football all hitting every sport in Ireland. And obviously it's very important to get kids out and active, and hopefully this can help that.
So it's all there. Where can people find out the information, Stephanie?
It's on heinz.ie/teams with a Z.
Teams with a Z. Make sure that you get that. And will we just say ciao now? Is it ciao? She's got ciao.
Yeah, ciao. That's quite easy, isn't it?
Moving to Italy, Stephanie Roach, it has been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much.